ZLK Mobile.
4ZLK, KA3JCA. Good morning, Mr. Shane.
Hope you are well today. And hello to Sally and Ashley. I'm sure they're not right there, but hello to them anyway.
Yep, Sally actually heard you down the hallway. She said to say hello, so she said, hey, Ashley's at work, and I will pass that on to her when she gets home today. But yeah, we actually just laying back, taking it easy. Sally's working in her office. I'm working on a PowerPoint presentation for the Greer Club for GMR and for Patrick and I to present there. Just like an introduction to how to get started in DMR.
I heard Miss Sally from down the hallway. I can hear her in the background. Oh, that's good. Did you have a good time yesterday with Patrick working on that presentation?
It was great because we had the opportunity, one, to meet eyeball to eyeball for the first time for both Sally and I. Ashley had met Patrick before when she had dropped off some money for some parts that I ordered at one of the ham fests, and so she met him, but yesterday was our first time. But as far as the PowerPoint yesterday, we ironed things out, got things set up how we wanted to go and proceed. I'm in the process of putting it together since he doesn't have PowerPoint, and then I'll share it with him, and he has the viewer to play it. And, of course, Bob in D7J is going to help us get it. I'm, like, halfway through it right now. I just sent Patrick a quick video of about the first 7 or 8 pages just to see what he thinks about it, make sure I'm definitely going in the right direction. Don't want to get too far ahead of myself and have to backtrack.
Good. I know you enjoy helping people with that DMR, so I'm sure you've got a lot of good information, and that'll be good to people can see it actually on a screen. That probably will help out.
Keep it. I don't want to get too many slides because if we do it right, I don't know how many people come to the club meeting, but maybe they can print out the slide sheet thing with notes that people can take notes on and write some additional notes, and then they can reach out and ask for additional help if needed. But the biggest thing was covering the obtaining an official copy of your FCC license, and a lot of people know where that is, and a lot of people don't because they want to print out the one that says reference copy on it. And unfortunately, they won't take the one that says reference copy. It's got to say official copy in the background watermark. So walk people through how to do that. Tell them how to obtain the DMR ID number through Radio ID Net. And once they get that DMR ID, then they need to register with a couple of networks, such as Brandmeister and TGIF Network. And then next is to go on to understanding the radio and the talk groups and the channels and the zones and the filing cabinet and the code plug. So all that good stuff, KA3JCA.
A lot of new passwords to learn with all those registering with different DMR providers and things. Man, I have a list of passwords so long. I try to use a very similar one or one, you know, the same one as much as I can, but extra or something different. So I know my computer remembers them, but when I'm away from the computer, then I don't remember them.
I have that problem too, and my memory's not like it used to be. Well, what's nice about a lot of the ham links, they want you to use your call sign as your username for it to register properly. So that at least you got your call sign now. That's, if you can't remember then you're out of luck. But you just have to provide a valid email address. And a lot of places don't like the mail forwarding. So, for instance, some people use ARRL.net as an email forwarding, but a lot of programs or sites don't no longer accept that mail forwarding, so you have to provide them with a bona fide, like a Gmail account, an Outlook, an MSN, a Live account, something like that, because a lot of it doesn't, because of all the spam that's happened in the past.
And that spam can get annoying down as much as possible, but seems like some places, even when you try to unsubscribe from them, they still somehow find a way of sending you emails.
I've gotten to the point where now I just put it into make a rule and put it into the spam folder, because it seems like when you unsubscribe to it, you end up getting more emails and so forth like that. They're supposed to take it off the list, but they don't. But like right now, I can tell you I've got a couple of emails that are coming to one of my accounts that are being forwarded from my RRL account, but I'm having trouble locating where they're coming from, because they're also still including a couple of bogus email addresses, including like my call sign at AOL.com, which I don't think AOL had a web server, mail server for a while.
And I'm not sure where they went, if they're gone or if they changed, servers or whatever. But, well, good. I'm sure that'll help somebody out with that DMR. When are you set up to do the presentation?
This week, but we're shooting for their club meeting, I think, is the third Thursday in February.
And are you both doing the presentation together, or is one of you taking the lead, or what?
It's going to be the in-person, and I will most likely be on the Zoom side of it to answer questions that Patrick can't answer.
Well, I may have to try to look at that at some point. My goodness, I'm still focusing on learning Morse code, and I need to conquer this so I can get back to doing a little bit of exercise and stuff. I kind of took away from that, or took the time I was exercising every morning to try learning Morse code, and I'm starting to feel the effects of it now. I need to get back into that.
And for you involved in that Ham Shack hotline, I discovered an audio RF link that it's a phone number. I dial it, and it actually plays Morse code. And I imagine if I listen to the whole thing, it does 5, then it goes up to 13, and then up to, I haven't listened to the whole thing yet, but the other day I dialed in, and they were doing the 5-minute word code test, and I was like going so slow. I could copy most of it, but I'd have to sit down and actually write it out, because I can't copy it in my head like I used to. I haven't done Morse code in probably like the last 20 years.
In there. I learned it a long time ago, 5 words a minute, but I'm working on it now, trying to get where I can carry on conversations and enjoy it a little more. And I'm having a lot of fun, but I'm getting there. All right, go ahead, Jerry. N4DJC, N4ZLK.
Shane, hey, Richard, how you doing? Heard you guys talking about the email issue. Apple's got a thing they call Hide My Email that's with their operating system. Then it generates a random email that you can use, and it's only good for whatever website you use it for. So they can spam it, but nothing else. No other website can use it. Is this a good thing for signing up for newsletters and stuff? Like, not necessarily things that you do business with all the time, but if you want to sign up for something, just see if you like it or alerts or that sort of thing. It works really well.
Sure, Ned, Jerry, I'll have to look into that.
I've seen that. It asked me if I want to use the Apple email or Hide My Email service, but I hadn't really looked into it yet. Once you've used that, is there a way of discontinuing or unsubscribing from that particular website?
Shane, I'm sure you can, but I just use it, and it dumps into, I have it dump into another, not my regular email accounts. I've got multiple email accounts. I've got some that are, like, I consider dump email accounts, and that's not something that I don't use for business, sign on a website where I have to buy stuff or anything like that. I just use it for random communication type stuff. And it kind of dumps in there. I've tried it a few times, and it seems to work. I had to set up some notifications of product you know, product in stock notifications and stuff like that, and it does that fine. And you can actually reply to it too, but it hides your email address when you reply to it. It's just it's something new they came up with this last major software upgrade, but it's pretty interesting anyway. It's worth experimenting with. You're not gonna do any damage, you're not gonna hurt anything, you're not gonna get any more emails than you normally get, but just it's kind of like one of those random number generators you used to use for credit card purchases, where it's only good for that one purchase and that sort of thing. But I use it mainly for product notifications, to be honest with you, and I don't necessarily unsubscribe from those.
And probably if the website sold your information, then it wouldn't work from another website, it sounds like. So that's where a lot of that stuff happens. Emails get sold. Go ahead, Richard, N4ZLK.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Emails, it's like they go on and on and on. And I usually change an email probably once every 10 or 15 years just because it gets to the point where it becomes so backlogged and so much information is on there that I just start from scratch, and then I give the people that I want to have the new email address, and then the others just sit in there until they disable or delete the account.
Excuse me, I have like contacts only in my contact list, and anything else goes to spam. Occasionally something will get in there, you know, this give. I just look it over about once a week or something like that to see what's in there. But as a rule, I don't get that many emails anyway. I mean, I've got like four accounts I use, and I use them with specific, for banking or, you know, financial stuff, and then some other things I use for, you know, online vendors. But I try to kind of have one email for a certain facet of it, and then another email for something else. That way I know which one to check. I just do one inbox, and you know, I can put them all in, I can read them all and see what's there and what's not there. Anyway, I'll jump out and let you guys go. Just want to say hello. And by the way, Shane, whatever you did when you went to Atlanta a week or so ago, you should get a package loose for me. I appreciate it. N4DJC, clear.
I don't think I did anything, but I'm glad. I think you're talking about that package you were looking for. I wasn't able to do anything, but and plus I realized later your load was going to Anderson, and I don't even pull those loads. But anyway, good to hear you, Jerry. Hope you have a good day. N4ZLK.
Jerry, KA3JCA. All right, Shane. Just been a drink, and it looks like we're going to eat lunch here in a second, so I'm going to go tell her what I want.
Usher, sounds good. Enjoyed it. Hello again to Sally. Enjoy your lunch, and good to talk to you. I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK Mobile.
Hey, talk to you later. And Ashley just went on break herself, so I'll let her know you said hey. KA3JCA, clear.
KG4LSL.
SL, N4ZLK. Good afternoon, Jimmy. How are you today?
Back here in the studio. I was in the studio until about 11:30, 12 o'clock last night, working on a new shad pattern, and I'm really liking it. So I'm back at it again today to work on a couple of different combinations. How you doing, sir?
I headed out to meet Patrick for lunch, if I can locate him. I'm not far from where. I'm not sure where we're eating yet, but doing well. How long does it take after you make one of those or come up with a new design? Do you test it out in the water?
The paint will dry for about 24 hours, 12, 24 hours, and then I'll dip it the first time in clear coat. 24 hours later, I'll dip it again, and it has to hang for a week to cure, and then it's free to use.
All right, I got a phone call here. Let me take it. Good to hear you. KG4LSL, N4ZLK.
7-3, Shane. Have a good lunch. N4ZLK, KG4LSL.
SL, N4ZLK.
And KG4LSL.
I got a couple more minutes now. I'm off the phone.
I understand how it is. Everything been going all right for you?
We had the granddaughter over last night. She spent the night, the oldest one. So I just left her with Beth. And we've been playing games, playing with Play-Doh and drawing pictures and reverting back to my childhood. It's been a lot of fun. But I tell you one thing, it really makes me sleepy. I get so tired when I'm hanging out with her for some reason.
Yeah, kids can do that and start making you feel old at the same time. That's awesome, though. You know, not a lot of people play those older games anymore with the newer generation, so they're really missing out.
You know, it's real easy to have these electronic babysitters, but we try not to do that because we just enjoy, you know, watching their reactions and seeing them learn new things, and you know, the parents, fortunately our kids are on the same page. They kind of limit the electronics too, so I'm perfectly happy with that. But man, it reminds me when I would come home from work when our kids were little and I'd try to read to them or something, and I can remember my son shaking me like, "Dad, wake up, read," you know, because I was dozing off trying to read him a story.
You know, and limiting the electronics is really a good thing. You know, even us as adults can get enthralled in it, and it just sucks you in. That's why I kind of like when my kids and I if we're on the boat or if we're going out and doing something, phones stay in the truck or they stay in the boat. Unless you want to take a picture, that's the only time you need to be on it.
See to follow. Did you ever, were you able to get up with your friends that you knew in Georgia on that Gainesville repeater?
He lives in Blairsville, and I'm really not 100% sure of what repeaters, if any, that he talks on anymore. I'll continue listening. A lot of the other folks that I knew in the Gainesville area have since passed away. So, but I mean, good group of guys down there on that repeater. I really enjoy talking with them.
Even if it's quiet, if you throw your call out there, somebody will generally come back even in the middle of the night. So it's been able to keep me awake going down the road, even if I'm just listening.
Yeah, ham radio is great for that. I used to do it when I was running a tow truck and out all hours of the night and all hours of the day, and I had a radio that stayed in my truck and it stayed on.
On in the background, at least, anyway, just even if I got something else going on. But anyway, I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna pull it out here and I should be close to where I'm going, so good to hear you. Appreciate the call. Hope you have a good day, and hope that new little design there works really well for you. KG4LSL and 4ZLK.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, sir, and I appreciate it. I'm going to start uploading some of my baits up to QRZ. You know, I got to update the page anyway. So, y'all have a good lunch, and tell everybody I said hello. N4ZLK, KG4LSL.